Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Today, money earning tips from a 22-year-old Singaporean. He's going to turn 23 in a couple of months. Lenny Leong is feeling pretty proud of himself because of the fact that he's come a long way and he's been able to learn some great money habits. Lenny grew up in a humble family where scrimping and saving was necessary to get by. He was working at the age of 12, selling bottled water, dabbled in starting various different businesses like starting a cooking academy, buying and selling Bitcoin, coding his own private MapleStory servers. Just out of curiosity, he was always looking at making a decent income to support his parents. We're going to find out about Lenny's journey with money. He's since started a social media marketing agency business. It's called Get Customers. And he says he is a firm believer in starting a business to make your money work hard for you. He says the ROIs have been insane for him. We like the sound of that. Lenny joins us today because he tells me that he is passionate about sharing his money tips with other Gen Z. Welcome, Lenny. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle, and good morning to the whole Singapore. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great. Listen, I understand you grew up in a family where you felt you needed to work at age 12. Why is that?
I think the very big motivation is that I want to retire my parents because my dad worked as a cab driver and my mom worked as a restaurant supervisor. So from very young, I set my goals that, you know, when I grow up, I just want to retire them and give them a good life.
That is great. That is great. And how are your parents doing during COVID? Has that impacted their income?
Of course. My dad actually, for his taxi business, it actually got really bad. And during circuit breaker for 1 month, he was just resting at home, but taking a break. But the income definitely took a hit.
And your mom, how's she doing?
My mom also got a wage cut from her restaurant. I mean, she's in the F&B sector, so that her salary also got cut as well.
All right. And how has COVID been for your business? You run a social media marketing business called Get Customers.
I think I'm pretty fortunate. Everything's still been good for social media because everything is digital, right? So I'm still getting business even during circuit breaker as well.
All right. So what were your early experiences of money?
So my early experience with money is that, you know, I only know how to earn, like earn and save, earn and save, earn and save. I had no idea about investing till about 1.5 years ago.
Really? 1.5 years ago?
Yes, correct. So 1.5 years, I really got very active in the investing. I mean, of course, I heard about like 3 years ago, I started to buy into Bitcoin, all this, but I considered those as speculating more than investing. Yeah. It was really until like 1 year plus ago where I got really serious into investing. I started reading books. I started attending courses to learn more about this.
Okay. So then you look at the stock market. You're very interested in the stock market. You're so young. 1.5 years ago means what? You were 18?
I was around 18, 19. Yeah, you're correct.
18, 19 in NS, and you're reading and you're teaching yourself about the stock market. Is that right? What were your early experiences in the stock market like?
So before stock market, I actually was very dabbled in property as well. So my experience with this is that I look for mentors, for example, and I quickly try to find ways to grow my earnings, for example. So for stocks, my first take was that I speculate a lot. Uh-huh. So I made mistakes along the way, but right now I'm more towards the long-term investing in the U.S. market.
Okay, so now you're a value investor, which you say you're looking, your horizon is what, 5-10 years?
I think 10 years will be a good mark.
Okay, so why did you were in options, right? Are you still in options?
Yes, I'm using options as a tool to actually leverage so I can invest. But I'm doing investment over the long horizon.
Okay. And, you know, recently the stock market, we've seen the VIX index move quite a bit. So a lot of volatility. What has your approach been? Are you taking things off the table? Are you invested in big tech?
No, I'm not. So I think for my strategy is that even if the market go up, even if the market go down or sideways, I'm still in the green. So that's a very safe strategy that I set in place. Mainly because I learned from mentors who have been doing this for the past 20 or 30 years.
Okay.
And their portfolio is always in the green, you see.
Now, how did this happen? I mean, did you have to experience a pain in the stock market before you decided? Were you ever in day trading or did you always have this long term? Go ahead.
I'm quite embarrassed to share. I think everybody who had lost before will be a bit embarrassed to share. But I had my own share of experience as well, which is why I'm now in the long-term investing. That means even if the market goes down, I'm not afraid of the outcome, you see.
And, I mean, are you looking at it as an opportunity to buy? Because people like to buy when it's low?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, it's definitely a good opportunity to buy when the market goes down, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, give us a sense of what you're looking at for 10 years in your 10-year horizon. What are the sectors? What interests you?
I'm not particularly focused on a sector, but my dream is that by 30, I want to have a $1 million portfolio in my, you know, stocks.
And how on track are you towards that?
I think I am like about 15 to 20% in my stocks portfolio. But I think with next 7 to 8 years, I think I'm able to do so.
Okay, so you tell me that it's not stocks and options that was the big contributor to how you managed to amass $300,000 before your 23rd birthday, which happens in November, right? So what was the big income stream?
So the big income stream for me was my business. So like mentioned, so it's my social media marketing agency for me. So the reason why I say that, you know, it has a huge ROI is because right now, let's say, for example, if I'm running advertisement online, for every dollar I put in, I get back, say, $3. So that's about 300% ROI. So for every 1,000 I put in, I could potentially get back around 3,000. So I use this as a way to generate income. Then I put them back into stocks and property.
Okay, so you have some money-making tips you want to share with young Singaporeans, right? Is start
of course,
a business the big one?
Starting business is a big one. I think second thing, it really is about skill set and getting the correct mentors when it comes to, you know, property and stocks. For me, in my property journey, I don't know if this person is listening right now. His name is Mark. He has taught me a lot in my property journey. And for stocks as well, I have other mentors to actually guide me and teach me along the way.
So you'd say find a mentor? You know, there's so many people out there and they're trying to sell you their courses. It's very hard to pick a good mentor.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely correct. So for me, I went through a lot of courses. Like, really went through a lot. And I pick up a lot of books to really find the right mentors.
All right. So when it comes to starting a business, what do you want to share with us? Because you're starting a business straight out of school or out of NS. And this is not your first business, right? So you had many attempts at starting a business. What have you learned?
Yep. So I started my very first business when I was 17, which is a cooking school. So afterwards, I actually started a physio. So, of course, when starting a business, it's not going to be a perfect one. There's bound to be, you know, failure along the way in my journey as well. So from those learning experiences, you know, I picked myself up and start another business on my own. So I would say that for those of you who are listening right now, when you start a business, it's not going to be a smooth journey. But as long as you're passionate in it, keep going and eventually you'll find the right one, business that you love.
So why social media? I mean, were you... You say you started coding at some point early on in your life, right? So were you very comfortable in this digital world? Why do you decide on a social media business?
Like I said, I started, you know, coding when I was 12, right? So I feel like, you know, transiting from coding to social media is very comfortable for me. It's very technical. It's very computer-based. So right now it's a digital world, right? So I think that it is a perfect fit for whatever I'm doing right now.
Okay.
So I can express my thoughts and creativities out to the world through social media.
How many people do you have on your team?
So right now we have about three employees on my team. And I just recently hired a Malaysian from Malaysia as well.
Okay, great. So how did you make your 300,000? Walk us through the steps.
So for me, like I said, I run my social media marketing agency. I charge my clients on a, say, like a retainer basis or whatsoever. Then from there, using the business revenue that I have, that's how I amass the... I think I would say the 300,000. Most of it comes from my business. I use it to invest in the stock and property market. And that helped me to grow my wealth even further, I would say.
Okay. So you're 23 years old. Do you still live at home?
Yes, I still live with my parents. As I would love to leave my parents as long as I can. I'm yeah. I love my parents.
Would they like to do that? Or would they like you out of their house?
They like to stay with me. In fact, they say that, you know, don't move out, you know, when you... grow older, but I say, like, I'm sorry, eventually I might have to move out. Yeah.
All right. But the goal is to retire them, right?
Of course, yes.
Are you on track, do you think?
Yes, I think I'm definitely on track.
All right. So you told me earlier that you tried to buy and sell Bitcoin, 3 years ago? So this was already when Bitcoin was, about 5,000 or so. That didn't work out for you?
So in fact, right, when I first started out, Bitcoin was as low, I think it was only a few $100. I think that was way back before, you know.
Further than 3 years for sure.
Yeah, when I was coding, right, I was literally buying Bitcoin, trading Bitcoin, but I didn't know the value of Bitcoin were be so much more years later, right? But then when I started to see how Bitcoin started to rise, right, I started to buy and sell Bitcoin. So it was, but back then it was a big form of like speculating. That means I was buying, hoping that the price will go up. Yeah, but right now, if you ask me, do I have Bitcoin in my portfolio? I would say no. I am more invested into stocks in the US.
All right. And are you at all interested in digital currencies and investing in, say, Ethereum?
Yes. I was interested in Ripple, but I haven't looked into that yet. So I haven't touched that yet.
So you are interested in digital currencies?
Yes. I'm always reading about it, actually, but just that I haven't got my hands on it because I'm focused on the US stock.
Okay. And when it comes to property investments, do you have REITs in your portfolio? What are you interested in? What has helped you make your money?
No, so I prefer more traditional properties, like a physical property you can touch, you can kind of smell and feel. That's me. I prefer that. So I like the very diversified portfolio. I think it's good for me. I feel safer than just to be invested 100% on a particular vehicle, for example.
So how has your investments in property been doing during this downturn?
It's good. My tenant is still paying me, you know, the rental income, everything, I think it's okay. And, you know, from time to time, I will check on them. And I think the most important thing is to build relationship with your tenants and try to support them even through this challenging time as well.
That's a good point. So, Lenny, I want to hear your money-making tips. What do you have to share with us today?
I think when money-making tips, as in, can I share about my business, for example? So I think for business, just make sure that, you know, you very focused on your sales and marketing team, because if you just care too much about your, you know, operation or products or whatsoever, if there's no sales coming in, there won't be revenue for your business. And also remember to pay yourself a salary when you're building a business, because imagine you have a business that's doing very well, but you're not being paid for it. So I think that's one big thing. I think something that a lot of people say is that you should save a lot of money. But for me, I think it's two sides of the coin. You should go out there, upgrade your skill set so that you earn a lot as well as you save a lot. So that's for me. It shouldn't just be focused on saving, but it should be focused on, you know, upgrading your skill set and making more money while you save at the same time.
Okay, so I like that, because people think that you should be very conscientious and save a lot, and that can lead to a pretty boring life.
Yeah, you can't go out and you have to cut down the Starbucks coffee. I'm not the guy who cut down the Starbucks coffee. I still drink my Starbucks coffee like twice every week or so. But I'm really focused on how can I, you know, contribute to the economy more. How can I add more value to the economy? How can I help people to fix more problems?
Yeah.
And that, in that way, I get rewarded for, you know, earning more and I can save more. Yeah.
You know, speaking of problems, because of this pandemic, a lot of people have lost their income. They've got a mountain of debt and they're wondering how they can pay it back. Maybe it's housing loans, car loans. What do you want to say to them?
I think it's important that you prioritize your debt first, how you can clear your debt. But I think it's important at the same time to upgrade yourself in this challenging economy, because if you want to, for example, get a job or build your business, you got to stand out from the rest. So I think upgrading skills, your skill set is key to go.
You sound like a really happy guy. I understand you were once a person who struggled with depression and it got pretty bad in the army, hey?
Yeah, correct. So this is another side I don't usually share. I mean, that's great that you bring it up. So if anybody is listening to this, I think it'll be great for them. Yes, I did struggle with that, and it wasn't easy, because I was pretty close back in NS, but I'm glad that after NS, I built my business and everything is quite good now. I'm pretty happy now, I would say.
So, you know, people wonder if money buys happiness. Was that a big part of the being happy again, being able to support yourself through your business?
I don't think money itself brings happiness. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of you know, being, you know, ethics in business extremely important. So I don't think money alone as a factor will bring happiness. It's what you do with the money.
Yeah, it sounds like expressing yourself creatively by creating your business made you happy. It sounds like that to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. All right. You know, a lot of people listening in right now who maybe lost their jobs would love to start a business that has to do with social media or the internet. What are the overheads? You know, what's really involved? Walk us through it.
I think for a social media business, right, it can start as low as $0. I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
So you can that would be start great.
You can literally start from $0. And I'm not advocating anyone to go and join courses or anything. You can literally watch YouTube, and then go and find tutorial on, for example, social media, how to start a social media business, so on and so forth. Or, for example, go to websites like, there's a website called Fiverr.com. I'm not sure if you know.
Yeah, I do. Freelancing, you can get people to do your copywriting, design work.
Exactly. I was like, there was one time I was providing freelance service when I was 18 and I was making like $1 to $1.5K a month. And I think that's pretty good for anyone. I think anyone can provide these services online as long as you're willing to go and learn how to do it.
So you were actually selling your services on Fiverr. What were you doing?
I was doing kind of like a videography services. I was doing video editing services. I was doing like whiteboard animation. So this thing was pretty good for businesses.
Yeah.
And then they even got me as a contractor to help them to provide, you know, monthly video services. So okay. I think this is one of the ways that, you know, if you can't find opportunities in the local market, you can expand yourself and put yourself online to the international market, I would say.
Yeah, Fiverr is a platform, a great platform for freelancers, I think. Okay, so in terms of the greatest sources of incomes, what has been it for you?
Sorry, greatest source of income? What
has
you mean
been the
head?
Greatest source of income for you? Would it be property, your stocks, your options, your businesses?
I think I would say both, property and stocks. I think right now with the low interest rate from bank, right, that can be able to buy property, I think it's a great opportunity for, I mean, for those who wants to probably start in the property journey. When I first started out, I think last year, right, the interest rate was higher to, you know, buy property. But right now, it's lower. And I think that it might be a good opportunity for some to enter right now. As for stocks, right, I'm pretty much, you know, using options to invest in the long term. I'm looking for the next 10 years as well.
Okay. And what would you like to say to Gen Zs about making the most of their money, maybe saving? What is your attitude to saving now?
Yes. So for Gen Zs out there, right, who might be listening to this, is really read a lot, really find a mentor, like I said, find someone who can really guide you through the journey. Because for me, you know, for us, we are young. So you got to really leverage on, you know, older people wisdom. Mm. Like they have 20 or 30 years of experience in the stock market and property market. You know, don't just look for one mentor. Maybe look for different mentors so you can listen to different perspectives.
Yes.
And then from there, make your own decisions.
Yep, yep. And when it comes to businesses, so you made 300,000, Lenny, by the time you were 22 from your social media business called Get Customers. How do you intend to grow that?
How do I intend to? So we are actually thinking of expanding to Malaysia. I think that's one. That's why I recently hired a Malaysian from Sarawak. So I think that's one of the experience that I have. And previously last year, I started with myself. So it's only one person. And right now we have expanded to a team of, I would say, 3 people. And with a few others, I think about 4. So including about 5, yeah.
That's
so
great.
I think we are constantly growing. So I'm very happy to still expand my team despite this challenging time. I'm very grateful for it, yeah.
It seems like a really relevant business. Like you say, everything is digital right now. A lot of businesses are pivoting online and they're hoping to build their sales. So how do you help businesses get customers? That's the name of your business, Get Customers. But we know there's so many ways that people can go out there and buy Instagram followers or buy Facebook friends. So what do you do differently?
So I always tell people marketing is like an amplifier. So if you have a bad product, it only amplifies how bad the product is. If you have a good product, it amplifies how great your product is, correct? Mm. So I will first go back to the product or service that they offer. Is that a good product or service to offer in the first place? Or can it be better? How can we repackage it to make it look better on the inside before we start marketing on the outside to others?
Okay, so you go back to the basics, look at the product itself. That's what you do as a marketeer?
Yes, correct. We really go back to the fundamentals before we go digital. A lot of people, they are too focused on the digital strategies.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, for example, like, hey, I need to get more followers, I need to get more likes, I need to get more fans. No, I don't go into that. I go into, wait, is your product and service even good in the first place? Let's look at the offer. So we spend 80% of the time looking at that before we use 20% of the time to go digital. I mean, that's quite ironic, right?
Yeah, it is. Let's go to the next step. Say they have a great product, okay? It's terrific. And they want to know, what do they have to do? They have to do things different on Instagram versus Facebook, right?
Yes, correct. So like one strategy that we use is that we diversify. So we don't only use digital only. We use like even offline methods to reach out to people to get customers. So, but then if we talk about digital, right, so there's like Facebook, Instagram, our, you know, ask them to really leverage on advertisement. So for me, I'm a huge fan of leveraging. So when we start to run advertisement online, we are leveraging with, you know, against time and money.
Okay. Can you share a business case study with us of how you helped a business get customers?
Yep. So one of the training vendors that we help out, and that was during the whole circuit breaker, right? We host a lot of webinars. So webinars, we host and it came up to 200 to 300 people at one time. In fact, right, during one period of time during May, I hosted a virtual summit, and there was about 5,000 people from Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, Vietnam, and different markets all coming together. And that was only possible because of the technology that we have right now, which is Zoom, that we allow us to hold over, you know, few thousand people at one time. And that's how we, you know, get customers through technologies like this.
That's terrific. So speaking on the theme of possibility, take us back to when you're 12 years old. Did you think it was possible that at age 22, you'd be talking about, you know, how much you were able to save in terms of, you know, and, you know, building that you would own a business by age 23?
Not so. I didn't really believe that, you know, I will be able to own a business at this age. I thought I might be in university studying. I think that's one possibility. But for me is that I really do my best. In fact, when I was 12, one thing that I really believe in is passion and really do your best in whatever you do.
Yeah, that's great words of advice for people out there who are feeling a little bit low maybe and lacking that sense of belief in themselves. So Lenny, great to talk to you and good luck with your business.
Thank you. Thanks, Michelle.
His name is Lenny Leong. This has been Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. Thanks for joining me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.